pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. It, you know, and it's just beginning, really. And of course, Ron Wolf and I are real close, and he kind of gave me a inside scoop of what to expect. It's every bit of what he said up to this point. There's not much breathing room.
Literally.
You're right. But it's pretty incredible.
Was that emotional last night for you, Brett, to put your arm through the sleeve of the jacket for the first time?
You know, I really don't know how to explain it. I know it happened last night, but it's not really. I don't think it will sink in for a while. And having our luncheon just prior to this, listening to all the guys, you know, you kind of get the feeling that over time it sinks in. I mean, I get that. I'm about to be a member of this exclusive club, but it really hasn't sunk in yet. And I think that says a lot about the magnitude of what this is. It really shouldn't sink in right away.
You had said that right after you won the Super Bowl, when you were up on the podium,
yeah,
it wasn't all it was cracked up to
very,
be or whatever.
Very similar in some ways and obviously different in others. I have a much, much bigger appreciation of the Super Bowl now than I did right when it was over. You know, when you're in the moment, it's kind of like, what's the big deal? You get a little bit older, and it's like anything in life. You look back and you realize things are a lot tougher, a lot harder to achieve. And when you're in the moment, we all have a tendency to think about other things that we think are more important. And so I think that in regards to the Super Bowl, as I look back, win or lose, for anyone who's ever made it to the Super Bowl, that's quite an honor.
Is that similar to this?
Very, very much so. You know, I seriously think I had or have the most respect for the game. And everyone in that room could probably say the same thing, but I was a diehard football fan. I was certain. What 14-year-old boy doesn't know what he wants to do? I mean, we think we got it all figured out, but I was pretty certain what I was destined to do. And I knew every – Cowboys were my team. I knew every player on that team. I knew everything about them. I was a diehard Archie Manning fan. I was really a diehard. I did my first book report in third grade on Paul Hornung. I couldn't tell you where Green Bay was. I knew it was somewhere way away. But I knew all about the Packers. I knew all about Paul Hornung. Did I think I would ever play for him? No, I was going to be a Cowboy. So I think I have a tremendous amount of respect for the game, and that has never wavered. So in saying that, being in that room, being on that stage last night, walking through that gauntlet, I just find it hard to believe that I'm equal with those guys. You know, Roger Staubach sent me a real nice email a couple of days ago, said he wouldn't be able to make it. He knows I'm just a diehard Roger fan. You know, that's who I was going to be, the next Roger Staubach. And just, you know, after I picked my chin up off the floor, after I said, you know, Roger sent me a message, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, you would think it would sink in, but it really hasn't. I don't know if I'll ever feel like an equal to these guys. I understand that I'm one of, you know, 300 or so that are in this club now. But I hold these guys in the highest of regards, and as it should be.
Have you seen where your bus is going to be sitting?
It's sitting next to Ron Wolf. In fact, Ron and I just talked about it. He didn't know it. I saw it this morning where it's going to end up, and I'm not sure. I've been told that that's by
happenstance.
You know, it wasn't like on purpose, which, how incredible is that, you know? We Mooch and I did a little TV thing this morning when he was talking about the bus, talking to people, and I mean, how about that? Ron and I don't have to go too far to talk to each other. We don't have to shout. He's not a shouter. So he can whisper in my ear.
Was there a Hall of Fame moment in your career where you kind of identified yourself like, you know what, I'm a Hall of Fame candidate. I know I'm going to be because of that moment that you had in your career.
Absolutely not. And you may interview every one of these guys, and you may get a different answer. I don't know. And you probably think, surely you thought of that at some point. I honestly did, because it wasn't a goal of mine. And I say that with the utmost respect for this and the players who have gone in. I wanted to play, and I think people who watch me play can identify with that guy really had fun. Is really not, you know, I always say this, that if they had paid me $50, I'd still done it the same way. The fact that they paid us a lot of money was, I never told anybody, but when I would ride home with it, I would say, you gotta be kidding me, man, this is stealing. That's the way I looked at it. So, Hall of Fame was, I'm sure in press conferences the last few years, maybe it was mentioned, I don't know, you'd have to go back and dig deep, I have no idea. But if it were mentioned, that would be the only time that it ever crossed my mind. I don't remember personally ever mentioning it or thinking
last
about
it. Yesterday in the tunnel, a group of Packers were kind of huddled together. You got a picture with them. Just describe that moment of what was it like just seeing them all together becoming part of the
Well, you know, I stuck my foot in my mouth, which you guys don't know this until I'm telling you now. But we were back in the green room last night, and, you know, I felt like I was going to talk, and I said, surely the Packers have the most Hall of Fame members. Well, we're four short, and it's the Bears who have more. So we still have a few more to go. But I would have thought, I mean, there's a lot of great Packers, a lot of great ones, and not all of them are in the Hall of Fame. And it just says a lot about the Bears. But I'm honored to have ever played in Green Bay. I didn't have to have a Hall of Fame induction to feel like a Hall of Fame player. And what I mean by that is to put on that uniform and become a starting quarterback for 1 year, for one game, was icing on the cake. I didn't have to be inducted for that feeling. It's just like I said, I still – it has, you know, being around Bart, having that moment with him Thanksgiving. Other than the fact that he's much older than me, most people would say, you know, you guys are no different. You started quarterbacks for the Packers at a point in your life, and you know. But I look at Bart Starr as he's not God, but to me, he's as close to that as possible. So to be a part of that group, as well as the NFL, is something special.
Hey, Brett, did you play? You see what the NFL is today. Did you play in the perfect era?
I seem to throw it a little bit more right now. I might have put up pretty decent numbers if I did.
What about all the attention on the field, off the field?
You know, it is what it is. I think ultimately for me, Green Bay was obviously the perfect fit because my goal was always to play, and I could never get enough of playing. And I think that was obvious for the people who knew me. I practiced every practice. I never missed because I really loved it, and it meant a lot to me to be there. I just loved to do it. I wanted to make a throw in practice that no one can make. I didn't have to prove myself, but I wanted to do that. So Green Bay was a perfect fit for me because there were not – the distractions that there would be other places, and I know it's a different game today, and it's not that far removed from when I played. But the bottom line is, it's like when people ask if you could go back, if you would do this, you can't. It is what it is. I played my 20 years when I played them, and there's nothing else I can do about it. And I wouldn't, I'm satisfied and very proud of what I did.
Brett, when you walk on the stage tomorrow, what's it like knowing that your father will be there, but he won't be physically there?
I don't know. I've gone through this in my mind a lot as I've rehearsed a speech in my mind. And I'm not a person who has anything wrote down, nor will I. I think my speech will be much like the way I play. It'll be, who in the hell knows? But I say that, not to scare anyone, that he's we may be here till 3 a.m. But it worked out fairly well for my career. And with my dad, I mean, I think what I want to get across is no big secret is how important he was to my life and to my career, which was, you know, extremely important. Without him, and there's a lot of people who are important to my career that made a difference in my success, but none more important than my dad. So I want to make sure I get that across.
Right. Going back to your first year in Green Bay, the coaching staff, Mike Holmgren, Gruden, Mariucci, they weren't what they are now. But now they're, you know,
neither was I.
Coaching. Well, they're older. But when you look back, how much did that crew influence the rest of your career?
Oh, my gosh. I play in 20 years. Imagine the teammates I play with. How many? I'd love to list them all. Can't do it. Imagine the coaches. Just coaches would take 30 minutes if I just said just one little snippet of how much they meant to me. As far as who meant the most, and it's no disrespect to any of the coaches in the latter part of my career, but, for example, Mooch and Andy meant more to my career because – not that I can't say that they were better coaches, because I've had some great coaches, but at the time and place and their temperament and what I needed the most, especially working with Mike. There's no doubt that the best head coach, greatest head coach I've ever played for is Mike Holmgren. That's no secret. My only regret, and it's really not a regret, is that we didn't play together longer. But recognizing how great he was extremely tough and demanding. And he had a way of venting with those guys rather than directly to me. Thank goodness. I don't know if I could have taken it at that time. So they took it and were able to relay whatever it was in a polite way to me. You know, like either you play good or you go on. You know, it's pretty simple.
No more rocket balls.
Yeah, no more rocket balls, you know. And they're just great guys. And so that time we spent together and that coaching staff was, you know, again, it's kind of like going back and saying, what if? It is what it is. I'm just thankful that I had the right pieces were in place. And honestly, the credit has to go to Ron Wolf for putting those pieces in place. I don't care what people say, and including Ron. He would never take credit. But Green Bay would not be what Green Bay is today without Ron Wolf. There is no doubt whatsoever.
There's a lot of Packers fans here. What do you want your legacy to be with them?
Well, I think let's go back to Thanksgiving and then to July of last summer. Really, nothing else needs to be said. 70,000 people show up, and there's not a game to honor my career says it all. And I think, I'll say more or less something as the regards of the connection that I've had with the fans, obviously Green Bay, but fans in general, I think is different. I mean, a lot of players maybe can say that, but I believe that there was always a connection and a perfect fit for me with Green Bay fans. I don't know. I mean, small town atmosphere, but I mean, no one supports their team like the Packers. And Packer fans are not only in Wisconsin, they're all over the world. And I've seen and witnessed that. And I think the genuineness and the fact that what you see is what you get speaks volumes. For the average fan watching, I know if I were that fan, I would want to see somebody just give their best and authentic, and you know, the best way I can put it is if I were to play, if I never had a chance to play football and I was watching and I would watch some player, I'd say if I were able to play, I would play like that. And I think most fans can relate to that. And that's how I want to be. I don't care about statistics. I don't care about a number. I don't care about where I rank. That it really doesn't matter, because the people who make this game great are not the players, but the fans. And if they think what I hope they think, I'm okay with that.
The final game at County Stadium, Chewy says the last thing that the coaches told you when you went back.
Don't run.
Don't run. You did.
That's not that's not what you should tell me. You know, the last thing you should tell me is not what not to do.
If you had been more conventional, would you be here?
I don't think I would have. I don't. I really don't. The latter part of my career, I had some good seasons. Obviously, was older. I mean, 20 years, you can imagine I saw a lot come and go. And as I got wiser, and I don't want to say that, like, I was some guru, but part of me died when I started using my brains more than my talent. Now, at year 18, I'm not as talented as I was at year 2. But I was much smarter, and I think that served me well at times, but I still could throw it. I wasn't going to rush for 100 yards in any season. But being naive served me well. And I remember, like, early in my career, we would play, say, Dallas, who was nearly unbeatable. And I thought, what's the big deal? We can beat them. In the latter part of my career, when we would play a team that was nearly unbeatable, no, I may give the impression that, oh, yeah, we got them. I'm thinking to myself, we don't stand a chance. Then I started realizing what coaches were always, why they were good coaches. I'm like, I wonder if Holmgren really meant we would beat Dallas when he told us that. So to answer your question, I probably would be here.
Brad, could you talk about Reggie White and being inducted with your teammate here in the Hall of Fame and your thoughts?
And that's another guy, you know, a guy who meant – you know, I talk about Ron Wolf, and I will continue to talk about Ron Wolf and his legacy, and what I tend to think that he's kind of gets overshadowed. So even though he's in the Hall of Fame, but what his importance to the rise of the Packers. One of those moves that he made, in my opinion, is the greatest free agent acquisition in NFL history, was getting Reggie White to come to Green Bay. And that really was the difference for us that put us over the top. And you know, I had the pleasure of playing with Reggie, and I had the unfortunate pleasure of playing against Reggie. And it was one of the few guys that hurt me and separated my shoulder. So when Reggie and I sat down at lunch when he was being recruited, and he said, I want to play on your side, I was like, yes. So he was a tremendous teammate. He was one of the funniest guys you would ever meet, and you probably wouldn't think that. You know, he was really imposing, but he was really a big teddy bear. And I had a special relationship with him, and I think that was no more obvious than when he passed away and was asked to be a pallbearer. It was a tremendous honor. So, you know, I'm honored to go in the Hall of Fame, period, but to go in with Ron Wolf and Reggie White is something special.